For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After coming under criticism for his performance in Helsinki, President Trump now says he agrees with the U.S. intelligence conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election. And during a CBS interview, he says he told Vladimir Putin the interference had to end. He was asked if he holds Putin responsible for the interference.
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country.
As for his confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies,
I can't have any confidence in the past, but I can have a lot of confidence in the present and the future, because it's getting to be now where we're putting our people in.
There's another demonstration outside the White House with people protesting what they say is the president's treasonous behavior. You're listening to USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. After coming under criticism for his performance in Helsinki, President Trump now says he agrees with the U.S. intelligence conclusion that Russia meddled in the 2016 presidential election. And during a CBS interview, he says he told Vladimir Putin the interference had to end. He was asked if he holds Putin responsible for the interference.
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country.
As for his confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies,
I can't have any confidence in the past, but I can have a lot of confidence in the present and the future, because it's getting to be now where we're putting our people in.
There's another demonstration outside the White House with people protesting what they say is the president's treasonous behavior. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A federal judge says 29-year-old Maria Butina must remain in jail until her trial on charges of being a Russian agent. Attorney Robert Driscoll says his client has never been a flight risk.
We remain confident she'll prevail in this case. She's not an agent of the Russian government, the Russian Federation. She's innocent of the charges brought against her.
The Justice Department says Butina had been in contact with Russian intelligence operatives. Google has been ordered by the European Union to pay a $5 billion fine for unfair competition practices. The EU's competition commissioner says by Google requiring its search engine be installed on all of its Android devices and denying access to some of its services from manufacturers who don't, and not allowing competing services on Android devices without its approval, it limits competition in the marketplace. Google now has 90 days to end such practices or face a daily penalty. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The head of the Federal Reserve is heading to Capitol Hill. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
An average of 215,000 net new jobs were created each month this year.
And Fed Chair Jerome Powell said he expects the U.S. economy to continue to perform well and to continue to create jobs. He says it's being fueled by a number of factors.
Robust job gains, rising after-tax incomes, and optimism among households have lifted consumer spending in recent months. Investment